I own an island off the coast of Costa Rica. I've spent the last 5 years setting up a kind of biological preserve.
The most advanced amusement park in the entire world. Incorporating all the latest technologies, and I'm not talking just about rides, you know. No, we've made living biological attractions so astounding that they'll capture the imagination of the entire planet. Welcome to Jurassic Park.
Hello, Now Playing listeners, and welcome to Now Playing's Jurassic Park retrospective series, or at least a preview of it. First of all, I just want to start this preview by saying thank you to everyone who downloads our show, who listens to it, who follows us, whether we're reviewing Avengers or Uwe Boll films. Thank you for listening to our show every week. We have gone for years without missing a single Tuesday. We have had a free show every single week for years. Thank you for staying with us, and thank you for listening to our show. But the show that we do every Tuesday that's free for you to listen to is not free for us to make. There's a lot of people involved with Now Playing, and the editors, graphic designers, web hosting companies, podcast hosting companies, upgrades to equipment, movie tickets, it all costs money that comes out of our pockets. And truthfully, the show would not be able to continue if it weren't for donors. We have no sponsors, we have no ads, we have nobody telling us what our opinion must be. We're able to be completely honest and completely fun on the show without any second thoughts about appeasing advertisers because of donors. And right now, we're running our spring donation drive, where you can get up to 29 bonus podcasts while supporting our show. For $10, you get 6 podcasts, 4 reviewing the Purge series, including next week's The First Purge, coming out a week from today is our review, and 2 Assault on Precinct 13 reviews, 1 continuing our very slow John Carpenter retrospective, and 1 a remake of John Carpenter's film from the guy who made The Purge. For $25 or more, you get even more podcasts, the Godfather retrospective series covering all 3 of those classics, and then the Al Pacino gangster retrospective, where we cover the 4 films where Pacino played a mob boss: Scarface, Dick Tracy, Carlito's Way, and Donnie Brasco. So that's a total of 13 bonus podcasts for $25 or more. $35 or more is our platinum level, where you get the Pacino cop films: Serpico, Cruising, Sea of Love, Heat, and Righteous Kill. So that's 18 bonus podcasts, $35. And then, because of new installments, we brought a couple other higher levels. For $45 or more, you get all those shows I mentioned, plus 4 Jaws reviews that we did way back in 2011, and the Deep Blue Sea review we did in 2011, and then our new installment reviewing Deep Blue Sea 2 that came out this year. No Rennie Harlan, no Thomas Jane, but Smart Sharks are back. And for $55 or more, you can also get from the vault from 2015 our Jurassic Park retrospective series, reviewing all of the Jurassic Park films. And today, going out to donors, is the review of Jurassic World Fallen Kingdom. It's available now to all people who donated back in 2015 for Jurassic Park. It's available to them. If you donated this spring for the Jurassic level, it's available to you. If you're a Podbean patron of $50 or more, or an annual subscriber, it's there as well. Here's a preview of our Jurassic World Fallen Kingdom review. So much to unpack there. So much to discuss. Yeah, we already discussed the opening of this movie. We get news reports, your general montage to tell us the island is going down. The island where every Jurassic Park movie has taken place, at least in part, if not in whole, is going to go underneath all this lava. I didn't even know there was a volcano.
Yeah, this is a real contrivance. I mean, in the first movie, the line was, "Life finds a way." No, this one is like the screenwriter is going to contrive a way. There's no reason for these guys that are coming to get the dinosaurs to have waited until there is a volcanic eruption to collect their material.
Well, I mean, it's only been 3 years. Again, I'm sure there's a lot of logistics when that island's first evacuated.
No.
Yeah, you know, here's the thing, Stuart. This is going to be a silly monster movie when it all boils down. I remember seeing the trailer. I'm like, oh, really? We're going to have a volcano all of a sudden blowing up? Lame. Once I get into this film, I'm like, oh, yeah, this is just a silly B monster movie. And yes, it's all contrivances throughout the film. But, yeah, do I get to see some cool dinosaur action? And so when we get to that island and, yeah, we have these scavengers there looking for Indominus Rex's skeleton, I'm kind of back into it.
Yes, but we don't go to that level first. I just want to point out, you, Artie, and I always like to point out logistics. And this movie there is just filled with things that don't make sense or wouldn't happen that way or have just by happy accident we can do it this way because it allows for the most potential fun.
I love the scavengers in the opening sub at the beginning, though, in the little pod they're in that has the clipper and the buzzsaw. It feels like it's out of the abyss or something. It's kind of cool. And the scavengers are like, oh, any dinosaur on this island would be long dead by now.
Yeah, here's where I agree with you, Stuart. I hear that line, I'm scratching my head. I'm like, huh, did they do something where the dinos die like in 90 days? They don't get a special shot? Why are they assuming dinosaurs are dead? I can make up excuses. Maybe that's what they were told by their boss to get them to go find this skeleton. But yeah, it is silly, but this is essentially a giant monster movie.
Yeah, I thought that was actually, I know it was in the book. I know Crichton said there was a built-in, if they don't get this nutrient, they're going to die. That was part of Lost World. I think it was even in that movie. Don't make me go back to watch it. I didn't go back. I will never go back to watch Lost World. But yes, again, another contrivance is that somehow these dinosaurs are alive. I get the herbivores are going to be alive. The brontos have plenty of grass to eat. But I do not know what the Mosasaurus has been chomping on here in the pool.
Yeah, I agree.
I think he's in the ocean, right? Or
No. They leave the doors open, and that's how it gets into the ocean. There's doors sealing it off. Maybe it's just jumping out of its tank every once in a while, grabbing a dino that's close by, like it did in the last film.
It could just be deep blue sea logic. It's smart enough to go out, get some food, and come back home.
I got confused because I thought in one of the wider shots, it looked like this was a fallen kingdom. It looked like the ocean had reclaimed some of the park and that some of the Main Street exhibits and all of that were submerged or partially submerged in the ocean. My sense was that through neglect, the environment was taking over the park. But no, later we're going to see these people walking around on Main Street, so I don't know.
And there is the tech guy above ground. And you know what? This opening with the scavengers is an effective scene. I actually think it's well-staged action because you think they're all going to be dead. You think this tech guy who's got the countdown timer and is all alone in the rain, he's going to be dead. And the way they show the dinosaurs, they tease them. Like in a flash of lightning, we just see a dino head. Or in the background, we see a shadow of a dinosaur. This is a great opening to this film. It's, you know, the best Bond opening ever.
If you'd like to hear this entire show, head to nowplayingpodcast.com/donate or come to nowplayingpodcast.com, click the banner at the top if it's for the donation series, or if it's for our book, you can get our book, but then refresh the page to see the banner for the donation series. And you can donate directly to us via PayPal, $55 or more. The advantage of donating to us is if they come out with more Purge films, if they come out with more films where Al Pacino's a cop, if they come out with more Jurassic Park films or Jaws films, we want to always be loyal to the donors who've supported us. So you'll be grandfathered in and get those reviews when they come out. If you go to Podbean, you can get these reviews individually. It's a higher total cost, but you can pick and choose which reviews you want. Or you could be a Podbean patron. If you're a patron of $10 or more per month, you get 16 bonus reviews, plus in July, we're going to be having another bonus review of The Untouchables, and that series of reviews is exclusive to Podbean patrons of $10 or more. And $10 or more, you get our silver level podcasts for a limited time, as long as the donation drive runs. And If you are a Podbean patron of $25 or more, you get the Pacino Gangster and Godfather reviews. And if you're a patron of $50 or more per month, you get everything we're offering for the duration of the drive. If you have any questions, please email us at show@nowplayingpodcast.com. There's a number of ways you can get these shows. I hope it's not confusing. We do this to try to accommodate donors who want to get just a single episode, get an entire series, or really support the show and get a total of 29 bonus podcasts. That's an extra podcast every single Friday from now through August 30th, an entire summer of two Now Playings per week, one on Totally Free Tuesday and the Donation Show on Friday. And for patrons, there's also the bonus patron show once per month. Thank you again to all our listeners, and especially thank you to everyone who's financially supported us to keep us on the air for 10 years. We're humbled and honored by your support. And we'll be back on Tuesday with a review of Uwe Boll's Alone in the Dark 2. And we put up a YouTube video, if you haven't seen it, about that to kind of prepare you for that review. We'll talk to you on Totally Free Tuesday. Thank you for listening. Have a safe and fun 4th of July.
Mr. Hammond, after careful consideration, I've decided not to endorse your park.
Your support is what keeps Now Playing podcasting every single week.
It's not a research expedition anymore. It's a rescue operation, and it's leaving right now.
The opinions expressed on Now Playing are those of the individual hosts and may not reflect the opinion of Enganza Media Incorporated.
I don't care for lawyers. Do you?
I don't really know any.
Venganza Media Incorporated is not affiliated with the motion pictures reviewed or otherwise referred to herein. All movie clips and music included in this podcast are the intellectual property of their respective copyright holders. They are included here for the purpose of review and no infringement is intended.
The only one I've got on my side is the blood-sucking lawyer.
Now Playing Podcast is an exclusive trademark of Venganza Media Incorporated and may not be used without the express written permission of Venganza Media Incorporated. Now Playing is a Venganza Media production, copyright 2018, all rights reserved, and no part of this show may be reproduced, repurposed, or redistributed without the written permission of Venganza Media Incorporated.
Clever girl.
What are you and Ellie gonna do now if you don't have to pick up dinosaur bones anymore?
I don't know, I guess we just have to evolve too.